Welcome to another episode of the Photo Facts Podcast. I'm Jim Felder.
I'm Robert Trawick.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
Yeah, we were singing earlier.
Yeah, we were. We were jamming.
We were jamming. All right, another episode.
All right, Castle Spirits.
We missed one last week because I was in Omaha.
Yep.
That's okay.
For Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, yeah. Thanksgiving was great. You had a good Thanksgiving?
I did, twice. Yep. One with the kids and one with my mom and dad.
Oh, okay. When you said twice, you got to clarify on that. I mean, 2020 has been kind of crazy, so, you know.
Yeah, one of my oldest boys in Eufaula, he couldn't come. He was afraid of COVID, which, okay, whatever. I'm not against that. I mean, whatever. You know, I understand.
I think that, yes, if you're afraid of COVID and don't want to come to Thanksgiving, that's great. That just means an extra plate for me.
Plus, it probably meant I had to go get him, and I don't know. I mean, I would have got. I was ready to go get him, but he just decided not to come. So yeah, we had a good time. When I say my kids' house, my younger adopted kids, you know,
they're still your kids.
I'm just saying my older boys. You know, Tyler's in Eufaula. Tanner came. You know, my kids. They're with my kids, but it was at my ex's house.
You know what I was thinking?
With my ex and my kids. So we have that kind of relationship. So
that's weird.
What's weird?
I guess I can't say it's weird because you and I have such similar lives. You have four kids?
Uh-huh.
I have four kids.
Right.
You had Thanksgiving with your ex-wife? I went to Disneyland with my ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
For Thanksgiving.
Oh, you did? Not this time.
No, not this last year. No. It was many years ago, and it was odd.
Well, I've spent probably, a few Thanksgivings with them, but she usually goes to Houston, but they're not doing it because of COVID. But it was cool.
Yeah, but it's you know? Good, though, that you had that relationship.
Oh, yeah. With, so much better.
So that you have both parents raising the children, mm-hmm. which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
I've always applauded you for that.
Well.
So speaking of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
I think we should talk on this episode on what do we want for Christmas.
Yeah. What do we want? And then also, you guys that are listening, think about what you want. What is your wish list? What's on your wish list? Have you created an Amazon wish list? If not, go create it, and then you can actually share that wish list with people.
Yeah, nobody's going to buy it, but.
Well, I'm just saying it could help. I have one, and I've shared it before with people and say, hey, this is my wish list. If you want to buy me something, here it is. And they can just go, and you can mark on there. If you don't know, you can mark on there how important it is to you. How many do you already have?
Wait a minute. In the shop, in the wish list.
Yeah, and you can put comments in there too.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea
at all. I'm a wish list pro. Because I have.
Maybe you can do a video for our weekly videos that we haven't done in 6
your
months.
Your wish list, yes. Wish list, Amazon wish list on steroids?
No? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The wish list wishers.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's
good. So I'm saying create it, and it's going to be there. And as you go, as you shop, you don't have to actually necessarily buy it on Amazon, and the people don't have to buy it on Amazon. It's just a great way to create a list, you know? And even if you have an Alexa device, you can tell her, add it to my list.
Oh, dude, I love my Alexa device.
And that list is there. It doesn't have to be bought on Amazon. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's
because
a
they have so
it's
many,
a list.
Yeah. They have so many things.
And you're making it easy for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
that's what I use it for, too. I'll put it in
to make Jim happy.
That's right. Well.
Okay, but it's not going to be a sappy list, okay?
No. It's going to be.
Let's not have any list about.
We're not
going to
have like an unrealistic list.
No. Well, no.
We can't do unrealistic because I actually want you. You know, if you think about it, you know, if you decide to be a loving brother, you could buy me one of those. If I'm out of the, you know, if I'm unrealistic, then
there's no way.
There's no
like
way.
A Maserati or
yeah,
some kind of shit.
Yeah. Or a new,
I was gonna
XT4
say,
or something.
I wasn't going to sit here and go, oh, Jim, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, peace and goodwill to all men.
Yeah. No.
No. We want a new Fuji lens. Oh, okay. That was interesting. All right. So, Jim, what do you want for Christmas?
I hadn't even thought about it.
All right, so let's go.
Let me just tell you what I was. I'll tell you this. Okay.
Tell us what you're thinking.
I was looking around today.
Today.
Yes, and I added some things to the cart, and I've started doing that like at different websites, because I know they're going to send me an email every once in a while and say, "Hey, did you forget something?" And it'll remind me. It'll say, "Oh yeah, I want."
Okay,
that.
Well, pull. Hey, you're talking about the list. Pull your list up. What do you got on your list?
Now let me tell you this. Something okay. that I really miss, and I'm sure you're the same way. Back in the day, you could add a button to your browser that said "Add to Amazon wish list," and it would add it to your Amazon wish list, even if it wasn't on Amazon. It would use the website URL that you're on.
Okay, I didn't have that.
I loved that.
No,
it's gone now.
No, they have something like that in Shopify.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah, but it's like if it's a Shopify
product
yeah. slash partner.
See, I missed that because I had all kinds of stuff in there that, and it's if you I can't talk.
Is the castle spirits there, already getting to us?
No, if it's still there, it will still work. You know what I'm saying? If the link is still there, you know, if I haven't removed it.
Oh, if you haven't, okay, gotcha. Yeah,
even though the plugin's not around, the website link will still work.
Will still work.
I didn't know how to spit that out, but anyway.
Okay,
so today I was looking at the cool KUHL jackets again.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want a coat. I want a heavier coat.
Do you want a heavier coat? Because I don't want to. That one is really thin, but that one is lined in the chest, so it keeps me pretty warm.
Okay, he's talking about his cool jacket.
Yes.
KUHL. Yes, I don't know if it's called Kuhl or cool. I think it's called, because they say it on the website, don't they? Cool?
I think it is.
There's some kind of tricky little snazzy saying.
Yeah, it's like cool in German. Mm-hmm. That means cold, or I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
It's cool.
I want at least lined, you know? And they have some that are actually on sale or fairly cheap. I think it's the co-op area where it's used.
Okay, so the co-op is REI.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
and
that's
then on REI's website, they have a used department that will take you to their used store.
But is what's co-op?
Well, the co-op means that for $20 a year at REI, you get 10% back at the end of the year based on what you spent.
Okay. So anyway, I saw a down, those puffy ones, you know, the down jacket.
The little, yeah.
It has the checkers in it, you know, little pattern. $65. Yeah. It was a nice, you know, just a regular, no hoodie or anything.
Hang on. Let's.
But anyway.
Let's get on the website.
I would like to have a new jacket. The one I have, I love. It's a Patagonia, but it's an extra large. And when it was bought for me, which my ex-wife did years ago,
okay.
I love the jacket.
Okay.
But it's just too big. I don't like how it's so sloppy on me, and just the sleeves are too long. And it's a great coat. It's really, really warm. You know, it's like kind of, what do you call it? The fleece kind of, but it's
right.
It's so warm. I have to take it off in the car because it's so warm. But anyway, a jacket and some more pants. The cool
oh,
pants.
Oh, dude, I love those pants.
The cool pants are cool.
The cool pants are absolutely amazing.
But that's it's your turn now. So you go.
Well, hang on. I'm flipping through here. See, when it comes to jackets, I'm a short sleeve kind of guy. All right. Are you talking about you're not talking about the Spitfire one, because that's $229. Like, that must not be it. Oh, dude, you see this Interceptor fleece jacket for $89?
Yes, I did.
That looks very cool. I'm just kind of flipping through here to see if I see what you're talking about.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah. Just deal with it.
I'm
just
trying
to
find my cool page, my cart, so I can
my
tell
cool
you.
Page. So Cyber Week ends tomorrow, up to 50%. Did you know that?
Oh wow!
Hang on, let's see what it says. Good through December 7th. What's today?
Today's the 6th.
Today's the 6th.
I actually ended up with this one, M's the One jacket. It's M's the One, but it's 150. So I mean, that one's cool because it's not, you know, it's a light jacket, but it's lined.
Yeah, I like the line ones that are light. I like to be
and they look like a light jacket. They look, you know, they're not really big and bulky. Anyway, so that's that.
Okay, good. You know, I'd like to have a bottle of Castle Spirit.
Hey, yeah, that's a good idea.
How about that, huh? I just like...
There you go.
Drop that one on you.
You know what would be cool is to actually get a tour before Christmas.
Mm. I can send them an email and see if we can get a tour in.
Yeah.
All right, so your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
I would like to have an X-T4.
An X-T4.
I don't need it, but I would just like to have one.
So what is going to make your photography better with the X-T4? And let me explain to you why.
Yeah.
So today I was watching, and I can't remember the guy's name, but it's Tin House Studios from the UK. You know, Sunday mornings I do my reading, and he's one of the guys I follow.
Yeah.
And honestly, I cannot remember his name. But he talked today about things that he wished photographers would quit doing. And one of those was...
Buying new cameras?
No, he said spending so much time thinking that what you're going to buy is going to increase your photography. He said you can have all the photography gear in the world and it will not make you a better photographer. He said, but having the right gear can make it easier.
Yes, that's well put.
And I thought that was really well put.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, you know, hopefully this video will save you from, you know, scoping out the next lens for 2 hours that you're never going to buy that's never going to make you better.
Right.
And I just thought that was really interesting.
Well, I'll be honest. Because
I'm going to go one up above as soon as you say that.
Here's the deal. I know where you're going. But, you know, I'm a gear whore. I'm just going to say it, you know. Gadget geek, gear whore.
Gadget geek.
Yeah. You know, it's just... I think I need IBIS, you know. No, I don't need it. But it's there, and it's a Fuji, and it's, you know, somewhat affordable, but not right now, but it's an affordable option. It's not, you know, it's not a $6,000 really cool camera. It's $1,700 or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a lot less compared to... You know, I guess technically that would be the flagship of Fuji.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, have you looked at the S10?
I have not. Okay. I've heard about it.
So the S10 is IBIS. And it's...
But it's smaller. Than the X-T4.
It's smaller than the X-T4, and it is...
Doesn't it have the sensor, same sensor?
Same sensor, same X-T3 sensor. And I think it's coming in at 800.
But isn't the X-T4 sensor?
The X-T4 is the same as the X-T3.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's identical.
Yeah.
It's identical.
I saw an announcement
today, and there's a possibility that they will come out with a H2.
Oh.
But... You know, the H2, when it came out, or the H1, I'm sorry, when the H1 came out, that had IBIS in it. It was a bigger battery. I mean, a bigger body. Okay. It had IBIS in it and was kind of geared towards videographers. And I think it has the X-T2 sensor in it.
Is this a third party grip?
No, that's Fuji grip.
I don't see any Fuji logos on it at all.
If you take it off, it's in the base plate.
All right.
But I'm going to tell you this right now. I think that the X-T4 is a good camera, and I don't want one.
Really? Isn't this? I thought she bought the silver one.
No. Oh, she got the black one. She got the black one. It's much bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put it beside the X-T3, it really isn't that much larger.
Right.
But then when you put it with the grip and the batteries, it's substantial. I mean, we're kind of going back into the size of a full frame camera.
Yeah. Well,
Go ahead.
You get all the other things that are great about a mirrorless and about the Fuji camera.
You do. You know,
The other thing I was going to mention was the grip.
Oh, the grip is
a lot better.
Is a lot deeper.
Yes, and the other thing, what was it? I just thought of it a second ago.
Well, it's the switch.
Oh, the battery.
Well, the battery's good, but the switch to me was better. Have you seen that yet?
The switch going from film to film right. to still.
So turn it to turn it to video. Hit the menu button. Turn it on, hit the menu button. Yeah, you got to pull the little thing out. When you hit the menu button, you only see video settings. You don't, no still settings. And they're independent.
Oh.
So if you set your still settings and you switch over to video with the switch, it goes to your video settings.
Wow.
So it's like having two different cameras, basically.
Presets
yeah. or whatever, just on the flip of a switch.
Huh.
I think that, to me, is way cool.
Well, the battery life, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, God, the battery life.
Tell me this, though. That battery is very much a Nikon. Well,
pull it out. If you pull it out, it looks like a Nikon battery. It's very much a Nikon.
So I'm wondering, am I right in my thinking that type of battery is going to be last as long as a Nikon battery?
Well, no, because a Nikon's not mirrorless.
True.
So it's not on all the time the way ours are.
Right.
But that battery is definitely...
It's very Nikon.
It's very Nikon-ish.
It's got to last longer than the ones we got.
Oh, God, like twice as long.
It's like got to be twice. I mean, it's almost double the size, almost.
Now, another thing, too, that I like about the X-T4 that I'm sure other cameras, as Fuji progresses... Oh, hang on 1 second. Should we... All right.
So,
sorry
about that.
No.
We had a
pizza delivery.
Pizza delivery, and so we ate it.
Yeah, we kind of thought about coming back to you right away, but then we thought.
Let's go ahead and eat.
It's hot pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
And wings.
Right.
So we couldn't pass that up.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not sure.
So the X-T4, you just were talking about how you
well,
just
I just didn't
think the X-T4 was
so good. I think that all the new cameras come out with Fuji are going to probably have IBIS, at least the high ends,
because
the X single digit series are their top end series. So the X-T3 is their high end, then the two digit
really
yeah two digit is
what about
your,
the medium format?
Well, that's a different one.
Right. That's as far as I'm concerned, that's high end.
Well, that is high end, but it's a different line.
Right.
So in the APS sensor, how they do the numbers, how that their designation is
right.
your single digits are your higher end cameras.
Right.
Your pros and your two digits are your semi pros, and then your three digits are your advanced amateur.
That's how Nikon was too.
Yeah, same thing as Nikon. Well, Fuji and Nikon share a lot of history.
And they did, yes.
They had a lot of projects.
I actually had my hands on the Nikon D700 equivalent, which was what? You should know.
The Nikon D700 equivalent?
Yeah, it looked just like a 700. Kerry Garrison had one.
Oh, the Fuji Pro S3 or 4?
I don't know.
S5? I think it might be the S5.
I have no idea. That, yeah.
So it was basically had a Fuji chip in it.
Yeah.
And Fuji menu system.
Mm-hmm.
And a Fuji Nikon battery. So the battery was chipped, and you had to use a Fuji battery for it to work.
Mm-hmm, right.
But the body was a Nikon.
Yeah. Craziest thing I ever saw.
All those things are crazy. But, so the reason I was saying is because one of the reasons I went to Fuji is... I wanted a more compact camera for travel, and so I just don't hurt my back.
Well, that's why I haven't added a grip. Well, one of the reasons.
Well, I feel the grip on the X-T3 is really needed, almost needed, okay? And I don't want to say for pro work, but when you're shooting, having three batteries, you're not having to swap out.
That's true. That is very true.
That's huge.
I just don't like the way it feels on a tripod.
Okay, so let me give you one thing about this that might be interesting for you. Okay.
Yeah.
On the XT series cameras, you only get the boost mode if you have the battery grip.
Okay, explain the boost mode. Is that power boost?
Yeah, it's a boost mode, so the screen, the LCD refreshes faster, it has a faster frame rate, it runs a lot faster. Your autofocus is quicker.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. So if you look...
Maybe that's why I have the
look on the back of
the
X-T4.
Not issues, but just...
See if there's a... Is there a boost button on there? Right there?
Yeah, there is a boost button. Mm-hmm. Wow, look at that.
So that's only available with the battery pack because they had to have the extra ones. But on the X Pro 3 with one battery, it's built into the camera.
Oh.
So it's a firmware thing. Right. So why don't you just...
Yeah, put it in there.
Put it in there. Okay, so anyway, so something interesting happened to me yesterday. So, and I think I may have stated this before in the past. The XT2 and X Pro 2, which I own both of those, has a slightly different sensor than the XT3 and the X Pro 3.
Okay.
I feel that that XT2 and X Pro 3 sensor is just a little bit crisper.
Really?
It's got a little snap.
The XT2?
Yeah. So last night we had some issues with the trigger because of the new firmware on the XT3 with our Westcott lights.
Mm.
So I grabbed the XT2, which I don't think we've seen a firmware upgrade in that.
You were shooting an event with a booth setup.
With a booth setup, yeah. We call it our pop-up studio.
Pop-up studio, yeah. I love that.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to use that.
Okay.
I actually put that on the invoice. Pop-up studio with 5x7 printing.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I stole it from somebody else.
Yeah.
So grabbed the XT2, shot it. And, you know, we tethered to the computer. Terry did the prints. And this morning, I dumped the raw files into Capture One from the XT2 so I could upload those to the gallery.
And you were printing from Capture One?
Yeah, printing from Capture One using the JPEGs out of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I imported the raw to just kind of adjust them and then upload them so they can download them.
Yeah, I do that too.
And I got in there, I was like, wow, these things look good. I mean, they snap.
And you were using the XT2.
XT2.
Because of the trigger problem.
Because of the trigger problem. Because that firmware hadn't been upgraded in a while, so I knew it was going to be backwards compatible.
Yeah.
But the XT3 got updated. I think I updated it mid-November. And I've been kind of having some hit and miss errors with it.
With the trigger.
With the trigger.
With the Westcott trigger.
Yeah. And they're totally Johnny on the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, when I told them about it, I was like, I hope I'm not the only one. Just because you don't want to be the idiot that goes, well, Robert, you didn't have the button pushed in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so he's going to get back with me Monday or Tuesday on that. And I really love the company. So it was no big deal. But the XT2 fired like a champ. So I looked at the images compared to the XT3 when I shot their same event, same background, same lighting. But it was their gala just a few weeks earlier. And the XT2 files look crisper. They look, they got a snap to them.
Wait.
Yes.
Did you look at your cue menu, your custom settings, and see if you had some sharpening turned on or something?
No. Both of them were raw.
Oh,
in
true,
Capture
true.
One.
Okay.
And I used the same setting, custom Chrome.
Okay.
I have a kind of a preset that I have set up for my Fuji files.
Okay.
I just render automatically.
So the same settings.
So pretty much the same settings. It looked snappier.
Same lens.
You know what? It was the same lens.
Really?
Yeah. 16 to 50.
Yeah. 55. Yeah.
55. Yeah. 2.8. Anyway, so while I believe the X-T4 is an excellent camera, if you don't have a Fuji already, it's a great camera to start on. I'm going to hold off and see what they do next.
Yeah. I'm not out to buy one very quick either.
I think I may pick up a, I don't know. I'm really happy with what I got.
Leave it like the Pro 3.
Dude, my Pro 3 is like my baby.
Yeah.
I'm really almost considering getting another Pro 3 and using those two together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the XT3 can be the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I really love the functionality of that camera. But it's just a different style. Okay. So, your turn. So you're next.
I want a black Fuji printer. The little black, the little printers.
Yes.
The little, what's it called?
So they come in two styles.
Yes. I've got it right here. Where is it?
And don't say Mini Link.
No, it's not the Mini Link.
It's the SP2.
Yes. It's here. Yeah, that's the one.
His list is so long.
Yeah, it's so long. I can't even find it, but yeah.
Excuse me. So the Instax comes in two flavors. It's come in several flavors, but the ones we're looking at is the SP2, which has the little rectangle small print.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have an SP3, which is a square format.
Right. Now, for the listeners, I don't know. We probably mentioned this on another episode, maybe.
Could be.
But the beauty of these things is its print. Right, that's the first thing.
Oh yeah, that is absolutely, that's the beauty.
The idea that we watched this Zach Arias video where he was talking about these printers, and he uses them at events, or what was it he was using?
Whenever he goes
anywhere, like a restaurant or whatever, he made friends just from just from having, hey, let me take your picture, you know. Let's say you're at a bar or whatever, and you pull these prints out. Think about it. We're so heavy into the digital age.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sees prints, really.
No.
You know, maybe hanging on the wall, but that's different. But
it's almost picture, like magic.
Yeah, it's magic. You take a picture of them, and it's immediately there. And now, mind you, they're not the best prints. They're not really, you know, high-quality prints.
Well, it's not something you're going to hang on your wall, but it's a keepsake.
But they're cute little things that you can have to remember that night from, you know? Even if it was a bad night or a good night, you know, it's still...
I still wish you would have come with us to Chicago.
Oh, you and me both, baby.
Because I tell you what, so Fuji was gracious enough to donate some of the mini links that work with your cell phone.
Mm.
And yeah. I got to say, if you're not shooting Fuji, that mini link printer is, you definitely need to have one. Because, you know, if you can get the images into your phone or shoot the photo with your phone.
Yeah.
It's 16 seconds and a print comes out. To see people's eyes light up. I mean, we took shots of like the waitress that brought us our pizza at this pizzeria, and she says, "Oh my God, can I keep this?" Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And it's got a Polaroid, kind of like a Polaroid.
Yeah,
little space
has
at the bottom. You can write your info
write
on
stuff.
It. And I think Zach actually puts, he writes
stickers
on the back. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to get some stickers from mine because we did that. There was a minor league baseball team that we ran across when Dwayne and I were shooting downtown. So we had them jump into the shot, and we did a group shot of all of them. I'm not sure if we posted it yet.
I didn't see them when I looked through the images.
Okay. There was a video.
Actually,
what's his name did a video.
Okay.
When I say what's his name, I completely forgot his name now.
Yeah, the other guy that lives there.
Right, that lives there. Anyway, so I just... printed a printout for every single one of them. So they each of them took home a small token of the moment of all of them being together. And they were just tickled pink. Dude, they're like, oh my God, I'm going to keep this forever.
Isn't that the craziest thing,
it
though?
It is. And it's just a little bitty.
It's tiny thing.
It's tiny.
Yeah. It's, what is it, 2 by 3 or something? Or not even that?
It's probably an
inch and a half.
I don't think it's even that much. It's probably a 2 by 1.5. But
yeah.
But the if you do shoot Fuji, after I did a lot of research, it appears that the SP hooks up directly to your camera, where the mini link...
Wirelessly.
Right, wirelessly, where the mini link is linked through your phone.
Oh, from the camera to the phone to the
correct
printer.
Yeah, so you can download it to your camera, to your phone, and then transfer it and print it, where the SP2 and SP3... you can print directly from your camera because there's a special menu in there. Okay.
So that's something that I'd like to have. Now, is it necessarily for me? Yeah, it could be both for me and for business. So.
I think it's for both.
Yeah.
And you didn't find those on Black Friday? They were $49.
No, I didn't. I didn't spend any money.
Oh, I did.
Well, I don't know where it is. I could have swore it was in my wish list. But I was thinking maybe it's in my save for later cart.
Oh, that means it was in the cart and then got saved for later. Ah.
Yeah, but I don't see it. But, oh well, I know where I can find it.
It's all good.
So
okay.
What else do you want for Christmas?
All right, so what I want for Christmas, and we're going to go big.
Okay.
I want a Fuji GFX 50R.
And that's the medium format.
That's the medium format.
Medium format being 4x5. Is it actual 4x5?
No, it's a medium format.
Is it 2x3?
So it's a 6x7 centimeter, I think.
But I mean, the format, is it a the aspect ratio? Is it 2x3?
Yeah, I think it's a 2x3.
Okay, well that's cool.
Is
that's,
it a 2x3?
That's cool.
Oh no, dude!
I can't imagine it being a 4x5.
No, though. I think it's a 4x5 ratio.
Is it really?
Yeah, but it's not 4x5 inch, but a 4x5 ratio.
Right, right.
But oh
8x10, 4x5.
So let me tell you something I found out about this camera.
Okay.
And it might only be in the S, but it should be in the R. And I like the R because the rangefinder body. Okay. The S is more of your, it has the hump with interchangeable tops.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, right.
I like the straight rangefinder style. So a friend of ours that we interviewed recently, Allison, okay, Fuji X photographer, she shoots weddings with her medium format in JPEG, which I was shocked.
Yeah. Okay. I was too.
So I've been keeping tabs on her and I've texted a couple times. Did you know that built into that JPEG setting is a skin softener?
I think I've heard that.
Built into the camera,
yeah,
it has a skin softening selection on the JPEG.
But you have to shoot JPEG.
Well, right, right. It'll only apply on the JPEG.
Yeah.
And I'm like going,
Yeah, no more actions in Photoshop.
No more editing.
Yeah.
I mean, what would it be like? I mean, that would almost be...
Deliver it right on the spot.
Yeah. That would almost be like shooting headshots. Slides.
Headshots. Think
headshots.
About that.
Think of headshots.
Volume headshots.
Shoot it. Here you go.
Hey, Gary, guess what?
Your Canon sucks. No. Gary Hughes is doing some amazing work. But so, yeah, so that's what I like to have.
Okay.
So your turn.
My turn. So, you know, pretty soon we're gonna cut this off because we didn't want to go long.
Yeah, we didn't want to go long, but it's a Christmas edition. It's
Christmas edition. Right. All the more reason to not go very long. Anyway.
All right, go.
I don't know. Some cool pants. I don't know. KUHL pants.
What okay, so let's do this. So
I haven't had a lot of stuff on my mind lately.
Let's do it differently.
Yeah.
Okay, because Christmas is, you know, like my daughter wanted dishes. I'm like, I'm not buying you dishes for Christmas.
Okay? So is this supposed to be camera stuff?
No, that's not camera stuff, but just let's just say this. So let's say someone gives you 10 grand for Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
They say, hey, Jim, here's 10 grand. How are you going to spend it?
I'll probably pay off bills.
That's a wise business move.
Yeah.
So
if I didn't have any bills,
but let's put it this way here for a second. Okay. So, and I'm all for the Dave Ramsey thing. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm trying to do the same thing, get all my bills paid off, try and live less expensive. I get that. But if someone gave you 10 grand, like you didn't work for it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Someone gave you 10 grand. Is it just me that would be wrong to put it on bills? Because I'm going to be in debt.
No, it's not wrong because that's money you didn't expect.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's non-expected money, so it should be spent on something that's going to improve you.
Yes. Oh, you're probably, I don't think we're on the right page here.
No, we're on the same page. Improve you in the sense of like, what could I use that 10 grand that would make a difference in my life?
Because right now, it's going to take me a long time to pay off those bills.
That's it. And 10 grand, It's still going to take you a long time to pay off those bills. You think?
No.
Oh, so you would use a 10 grand?
Yes.
See, to me, I'm sorry.
Because we weren't on the same page.
I would spend it. I would spend it because the amount of debt I would have in day one versus the amount of debt I have day two doesn't change. But someone just gave me 10K. Now, I can pay the debt off and still keep trying to pay that off. Or I could use that 10K to buy something that either could make me more money, could make me more comfortable while I'm paying my bills off.
I would probably pay off the most, the credit card with the most interest rate, like the highest rate. I would pay that off.
How many times do you ever in your life have you had 10 grand of loose money?
A few times.
But someone said, hey, here's 10K.
No, I haven't had that.
Here's 10K, and you don't have to put it on bills. You don't have to use it to live.
So, okay, we'll just pretend that I'm not doing that.
Okay, so let's just pretend you're not 10 grand. I'm not paying bills off. What are you going to do?
Gosh, I would finish fixing up my house.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Because I'm not able to do everything I wanted to do.
That would be good. Because
the insurance didn't, you know, give me...
Because if you did that, you would feel comfortable. You still got the same bills. You still got to pay bills, but true. You're comfortable.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Just to verify, okay?
Just to verify.
The insurance paid what they were going to pay, but if you think about it, they fixed the floor. They gave me money to fix the floor and replace the trim, the old trim, right? Well, think about it. I'm going to have a brand new floor and still have ugly 1964 kitchen cabinets.
Did you throw that?
So I feel like I have to fix
upgrade.
It. Upgrade. I have to upgrade. It's going to look stupid, but I can't do it right now. So if somebody gave me 10 grand, I would get new kitchen cabinets and fix my room and put.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I would travel.
You would travel? Well, that's cool.
I would travel. I'd take the 10K and I would dedicate $1,000 a month. And 1 week in a month.
That's not enough.
$1,000 can go a long way on a weekend.
It can, but if you want to do your trip comfortably and not worry about anything.
Yeah. But you know, I'm thinking of like even short trips. Hang on, he got sidetracked.
I got a text.
Someone just bought something on his wish list.
No, I wish. No, it's a client. I had to see what it was.
Okay, good. Yeah, I would travel. $1,000 a weekend.
Oh, okay.
10 months. 1 week in a month. Just like pick a place like, you know, Phoenix, St. Louis, Chicago. Someplace close. I mean, not like.
That sounds pretty cool, you know.
Because you could blow 10 grand going to Paris.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, I don't know. I've never been there, but I could blow 10 grand in a weekend.
Oh, God.
Going on a trip.
Oh, yeah, I can blow 10 grand a day.
You know, you do a cruise? No, I'd be stuck on the boat.
I've done a cruise one time.
Jim, I've never done one.
Don't do one.
No, it's you're stuck on the boat.
You're doing all you're doing is drinking and eating. You come off that boat weighing 50 more pounds than you did before.
Yeah.
Because I don't suntan. Like, I don't.
I burn.
Like me hanging out in the sun for 6 hours, like on the deck, and that's not me.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
I want in the air conditioning.
Yes. So I discovered that they had Cuban cigars on the ship.
Mm.
Okay. So and cruise ships are smart as all kinds of dickens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no cash is no good on there. So when you go and sign up, they give you like a key card.
It's like a casino.
And that's what you use for money. And then at the end of the trip, the purser, which is like the person that does all the adding shit up,
mm-hmm.
they throw a bill under your door the night before you disembark that says what all your charges were.
Ooh. Oh. So you don't pay it for it up front.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
That's scary as hell.
No. My bill was like $900 and some odd dollars.
Ooh.
Because you don't realize how quick.
Like, and you already had paid for the trip.
You already paid for the trip. That's just the extra stuff. That's the bonus. God. That's why those cruise ships are so cheap, dude. They get you on all the stuff you're going to buy later.
Mm. Well, I'm glad I knew that. Know that now.
I'm just telling you, skip it.
No, so, you know, I'd love to go to Germany or.
Really?
Yes, I would love to go just because of the whole World War II thing. I want to go see the, you know, all that. So.
Oh, let's go.
I think it would be awesome.
We should go.
I would probably cry if I got to go.
All right. Do we have any customers out there that would love to give us 10 grand to go to Germany?
Yeah.
I bet you
customers?
We have.
Customers? Well, listeners.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listeners.
I wish they were customers.
No. I bet you we have somebody in Germany. If there's somebody out there that listened to us in Germany, please send us your info. Let's start a conversation up.
You know, I was going to mention this on this next episode, and I forgot.
But you're going to mention
the country. Yes, I'm going to mention it now. So I'm going to look at our stats, and there was a country that I wanted to shout out to because
Canada.
It wasn't Canada. It was a surprising location.
Australia.
Nope.
Barbados. Aruba.
Netherlands. Of course, United States is at the top.
Of course they're listening. You know,
the Netherlands.
You know who's listening to us?
Who?
Tomas. Fuji Love Magazine.
Oh.
He's in the Netherlands.
It's only 2%, but it's...
That's him and his brother.
Now, this is in the last... the last five episodes. Let me go to all episodes. Okay. You know
what? I'm gonna stick my microphone down here with Lily Bell.
Oh, because she's snoring and.
Oh, she's okay. Behind me.
Hang now, on. I was wrong. The Netherlands was in the last five, but yeah, that's a Lily Bell. Poor Lily Bell. She had a bout of vertigo, scared Robert half out of his mind.
Oh, she did. She did. Vertigo is no lie for
puppy. He didn't know it was vertigo until he went to the vet.
I thought she was having a stroke. The way her eyes were dancing and stuff, and went to the vet and said, it's vertigo.
Okay, you're right. Australia is next from United States, and then Germany.
Australia is Jerry Guiones.
I doubt Jerry's a listener.
No, he listens.
Oh, okay.
He listens, but he's not in Australia. He's in Las Vegas.
Really?
Or L.A. I think he's in L.A.
So let's tell the listeners, okay? United States, okay? 20,191 all-time listens.
That's,
okay?
Well, that's because we're English-speaking in the United States.
653 Australia.
Oh, really?
Germany, 630.
I wasn't expecting Germany to be that high.
The U.K., 404. Ooh. Netherlands, 387. Now, here's the percentage. 85% is the U.S.
Okay.
2% Australia, 2% Germany, and 1% U.K., 1% Netherlands, 1% Canada, and the rest of them, there's not a percent, it's just zero.
Okay, what's the weirdest one on there?
The weirdest one is...
And we're not saying that your country is weird, no, but it's no, like one that's most, like really odd for us that you would be a listener.
Egypt.
Egypt?
Yeah. Kuwait? Wow. Romania?
Well, I could have some military Vietnam, brothers there. Vietnam? Okay.
Uruguay. Indonesia.
Anything from Brazil?
I don't know. Belarus.
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 There you go. I didn't do well in school.
That's okay.
Latvia.
Latvia. Pakistan, yes.
Russian Federation.
Ooh.
Na 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 na.
The next one.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
It's a Van Halen song. Panama. Okay. Panama.
Panama Jack.
I'm looking. You're looking? There's a ton of them, man. Bangladesh. Ghana. Bangladesh,
Ghana.
Estonia.
Wait a minute. Ghana. Hang on. You know who's in Ghana?
No.
Dwayne's family.
Okay.
I bet you when we interviewed him, he told his family, listen to me.
One listen.
Listen to me. They just listened to it one time. That was right. It. The whole family was around the radio. Right, they listened to it. Like, oh.
Estonia, Nepal, Cook Islands. One listen.
I've never heard of that.
These are all one listens.
Cook Island sounds like it might have been some U.S. expedition that was there studying like penguins in the middle of the night that couldn't find anything to listen to.
Yeah. Well, everything down to, there's a bunch.
There's a bunch
of countries.
All right. Well, we should wrap this up.
Yeah, we should
say
wrap it up.
Thank you so much to our listeners around the world.
So our contact info is on the website. We tell it to you at the very end of the episode so you can find us. And get in touch with us and ask for our address so that you can send our Christmas gifts to us.
Why don't you take your wish list and just put it on the webpage? We should just do that. We should just create.
I don't know if I want that on there in the public.
Why is there?
I don't know. There might be condoms or something. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, do they make them that small?
Oh. Oh my god.
Oh my god. No, that was awesome.
I don't know. I've got underwear on there. Saks underwear.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Duluth Trading.
S-A-X-X, huh? Duluth Trading.
You need to hit those underwear.
No, I love my Saks.
Kumadillo are like pretty awesome.
Really?
Oh yeah, they're like that's like wearing nothing at all.
Hmm.
Very commando. All right. I think we've gone way down at the bottom unless you want to talk about socks.
No. We're good.
What's your favorite socks?
Dockers.
Docker socks?
Yep.
Okay.
I've been buying Docker socks for years. And I have some, like, I've had them for years. I love them.
Well, there you go, listeners. Send Jim some Docker socks.
They have to be black or gray.
He needs bright orange and pink.
No.
All right. Well, okay, let's go ahead and kill this out. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the PhotoFacts Podcast. Get a hold of us because we love our listeners. And if you want to be on the show, hit us up. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. Send us an email or voicemail or something and say, hey, we want to be on the
show. Who do I have coming up in the pipeline?
Yeah. You told me about somebody.
Oh, you know what? Jennifer Haas.
And she does what?
Jennifer Haas is works at Bedford Camera.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
In Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And she is definitely one of our PhotoFacts podcast friends. And she is graduating from accounting school. She's going to be an accountant. So she's going to take her CPA class, and she is going to specialize in handling accounting for creatives.
That's cool. Yeah.
So we're going to have her on the podcast. It should be really fun.
Yeah. Look forward to that.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys very soon.
This podcast is sponsored by Rode Microphones, the Australian pro audio powerhouse, making incredible gear for podcasters, vloggers, filmmakers, musicians, and audio engineers.
Hey, thanks for listening. You can find Jim at jimfelder.com and Robert at treywickimages.com. Send us an email at twins@photofaxpodcast.com or voicemail at 405-585-6337.
Check out our YouTube PhotoFacts channel for weekly tips and tricks. Visit our Facebook page for news and discussion. Please help others find this podcast by reviewing us on iTunes. We really appreciate your support.
If you're still listening, Jim still needs Docker socks in gray or black. Thank you so much.